Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The focus is really trying to build the support necessary in the U.S. Congress to get that agreement through the House and Senate, hopefully before the end of 2019. That's really the window of time that the administration and Congress have to get this done ahead of the political season leading up to the 2020 elections. The National Cotton Council is part of a key coalition in Washington, the PASS USMCA coalition, that represents a number of different industries, agriculture, manufacturing, services, and others, trying to do the education and advocacy work to build support for this agreement in Congress. And we will continue those efforts. In addition, earlier this week, a letter was sent to all members of Congress in support of the USMCA, and it was signed by a broad cross-section of U.S. agriculture. Over 60 groups signed onto that letter, including the National Cotton Council. We're continuing our efforts on that front, as well as continuing the communication with individuals within the administration about the importance of reaching a good agreement with China to restore that trade relationship.